Massachusetts has a new U.S. senator. William Mo Cowan will serve as the state's junior senator through late June. That's when voters go to the polls for a special election to complete John Kerry's six-year term. Kerry resigned to become Secretary of State, but he was present when Vice President Joe Biden led Cowan through the oath of office today.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic?
WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports from Washington, D.C.
I do, so help me God.
Congratulations, Senator. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Cowan lifts his hand off of his grandmother's Bible, a broad grin breaking across his face. His mother, in a wheelchair, watches with shining eyes, as does his wife, Stacy, and two young sons.
Fantastic.
That's 8-year-old Miles, celebrating both a big day for his family and a day off school. 4-year-old Grant keeps pulling on Daddy, not sure why he can't be held for this big event. The new job is an adjustment for everyone. Senator Cowan stops frequently to greet some of the most powerful people in the country as he moves through the marble halls of the Capitol.
It's like being at a new school, joining mid-semester, but I'm certainly honored to be here. It's a thrill. It is definitely a thrill to be part of the U.S. Senate.
Cowan says he doesn't presume to think that he can make headway on any specific issues in the 5 months he'll serve before a new senator is chosen in a special election on June 25th.
Governor Patrick had the confidence in me to send me down here to focus on the things that matter most to the people of Massachusetts. You know what that is. It's jobs and the economy. It's affordable health care. It's making sure we continue to fund and invest in education. Obviously, in the next few weeks, there are some important issues that don't just impact Massachusetts.
For example, mandatory budget cuts to Medicare and the defense industry that will take effect unless Congress can work out an alternative budget-cutting deal. Cowan will likely vote on a number of cabinet and judicial nominations. Today, he signed a letter requesting aid for the fishing industry and co-sponsored renewal of the Violence Against Women Act. Cowan's presence in the Senate holds symbolic meaning as well. He's the 8th African American to serve, and his appointment marks the first time that 2 African Americans have served in the Senate at the same time. Governor Deval Patrick says he watched Cowan swearing in with pride and spoke with Tim Scott, an African American Republican appointed to represent South Carolina.
Maybe the two of them together can begin to show what it's like to build a bridge, and that's a very promising idea, even for a short period of time like this.
When it comes to minority representation, the Senate still has a long way to go, according to some Senate analysts. Jennifer Duffy, senior editor at the Cook Report, points out that 5 of the 8 African Americans who served were appointed, not elected.
And it doesn't just apply to African Americans, but I think it's true of Hispanics, I think it's true of Asians. And there are now 20 women in the Senate, which is 1/5 of the Senate. But remember, too, that women make up 53% of the electorate. So even though there are more women in the Senate than ever, it is still not representative of the population.
But Cowan's supporters say that caution doesn't detract from the milestone his position as a U.S. senator represents, that an African-American who watched Ku Klux Klan protests as a child can now help shape the laws of the land. Cowan thanks his mother for making sure he knew he could rise above bigotry.
Days like today are what my mother spoke of when I was a kid, that if you just worked hard and you did the right things and you treated people well, you know, anything could happen. That's what makes this country great. To the extent my position here today represents that truth, I'm proud to be part of that tradition.
Cowan has not announced
Thank
how
you.
Many of Kerry's staff will stay through his short term in office, although he says Kerry has offered support and guidance. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger at the Capitol in Washington, D.C.